subdivision rezoning and variance, I guess, of 157 Pipeline. Okay, Bernard Gertson. Nobody.
Good evening. My name is Bernard Gertson from Global Homes Limited. This proposal, similar proposal, was in front of the committee meeting some time ago, and we changed it. There was opposition to it, so we accommodated today opposition and changed it. Took out one lot and made bigger lots on Simpkin Drive, took one lot out of there, and it refigured and rechanged that. So I hope that accommodates the wish of the community in the area. And the couple little things what I would like to mention here on this ACG report or on the planner's recommendation is that the service road, what we to build right on the pipeline, to be 5 feet wide. I don't know if, pardon me?
Meters?
Meters, sorry, meters, yeah. 5 feet would be.
Smart cars only, yeah.
Yeah, there we go. And if it serves good for this sidewalk, include a sidewalk into it. I don't know if there's a sidewalk along pipeline, but if it needs a sidewalk, we're fine with that. There's an B, number 14, that says about adjoining driveways. And I'm just wondering if they mean that we should have the garages together instead of it having adjoining, because they're 4 feet between the driveways. So it would be 8 feet, so I have to do the whole thing, or just do you want to have the garages together so they have basically one exit?
Well, then how would you have side yards? I don't understand that either. Shirley, could you explain that?
Yeah.
Oh, so it would come off as one to the side, and then it would V.
Yeah, and that's why I just want to clarify that is the garage is basically on together, like to say, but with a flare out to come together, right?
They don't have to be together.
Okay.
They couldn't be. You'd have to come for another variance. You have to still have the side yards. So okay. It would V, so it would be one driveway at the start, but it would be two driveways once you hit the sidewalk. There would still be open space between the driveways.
That's what I just want to clarify, if that could be.
Less let concrete, less concrete that way, yeah.
Thank you. And I just want to clarify, I think they mentioned that in the report, it's the we to pay to the previous installed in Simpkin Drive for the two lots abutting Simpkin. If that, I just want to clarify that means in the report it's mentioning, but it wasn't clarified if it says planned area. I don't know what exactly what they're referring to, planned area. You're just referring to two lots on planned area?
All of it. All of the site, the whole site.
So what are you talking, what clause are you talking about? Give me the number.
It's lot 12, clause 12.
Clause 12.
Yeah.
The developer shall pay to the city prior to the release of its share of the cost of services previously installed by others and applicable to the full length of the planned area abutting Simpkin Drive. Well, why would they pay it to the city? That's Genstar developed that.
Well, Mr. Chair, that's how we collect from this developer and we pay back Genstar.
Are you telling me that any money he gives you would go to Genstar?
100%? Under this particular clause, yes.
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 Yeah. Okay. Yes. So you'd be paying that on those two street, those that side, but not on pipeline because he has to build his own, whatever you call it.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So only the two lots would be subject to the improvements.
The full length.
Why would he pay it on the house that exists? That would
because
be stupid.
That,
there's
the
no
house
new lots created there. That's the existing lot. That's the residual.
That's true, but that existing lot, that existing house never paid for services.
Nor
on
should
the pipeline?
It existed. It's if they tore it down, subdivided it, you'd pay it. Well, there's always a homestead lot that is always recognized in any short form or long form subdivision. Because there has to be an existing exempted lot. been doing that for 30 years.
It's my understanding that if that lot had paid for services on pipeline, then it would be exempted the flankage on Simpkin Drive. It did not pay for the services on pipeline.
But it's also not changing.
That's true.
Nobody's rezoning that land. Okay, that's good. I understand that now.
Okay, and that's... And that's it. Thank you very much.
So can you repeat what you've just told me? You have an objection to part of Clause 12. What else was it that you had a...
No, just for the service road on pipeline, that would be 5 meters wide instead of 9 meters.
Now, instead of six, tell me, how wide is your service road on King Edward?
5 meters.
Okay, because I've gone down there. And this is wide open on one side.
Yeah, and there are only two homes there.
Yeah. Odd. We're changing conditions on people?
Way width for frontage road is 9 meters.
Yeah, but not the pavement.
Not the pavement, but the right-of-way.
Yeah.
He's talking about the right-of-way.
No, he's talking about the pavement.
Talking about the pavement, yeah.
The right-of-way will still have the sidewalk on it and everything. It's not the width of the right-of-way you're complaining, it's the width of the pavement you're talking about.
Pavement
5 meters, not the right-of-way.
Well, the right-of-way, we're also talking about the right-of-way, because if you take 9 meters of the right-of-way, the lots would be too short.
Yeah, he's talking right-of-way.
So how long do you want the right-of-way?
6 meters.
And if you had 6 meters, how wide would the pavement be?
Five meters and 1 meter for the sidewalk. It's just curves in, so 1 meter goes for the sidewalk.
Where is the sidewalk? On the
sidewalk
pipeline
is,
or inside? Is it against the homes?
It's against the homes, inside, right.
So you're just not having a boulevard between the service road, but you will have a curb. It'll be curb. It'll be higher.
Correct.
Okay. And that's because that's what you had on King Edward.
Yeah.
Otherwise, how deep would the lots be if you took 10 feet off them? What would the square footage be? I mean, there's a variance applied for right here anyway.
That's right. And if so, the variance wouldn't help them out for three of the proposed lots if they get shallower.
They'd be ruined. Well, you'd have to get for another variance.
Just a variance, yeah.
Another variance to accept the one here. Yet another one.
Yeah.
Because we're saying... We let you apply for a variance, but now we're going to screw your application by making you take another 10 feet off your lot, so you'll have to apply again. How many neighbors are here in opposition? None. If those lots were 10 feet shallower, remember how many were here before? They've seen it was six lots, now it's four, and they're deep. If they were shallower again, what would the people think? I got a problem. I got no problem with what you're saying. I got a problem with what's going here. The word 9 meters is never, I can't see it mentioned here.
It's in the planner's report.
Report A?
No.
Planner provide a minimum right width of
9 meters.
Okay. So that's one thing you're objecting to. And that's it?
That's it.
How about the, here we go again. We got this dedication
That's
at 8% again instead of 10. I've got four reports and I got two of them one way, two of them the other. Can we bring them all back, please?
It depends on whether it's a service and agreement or a development agreement.
I don't care. I want it 10%. Because I want money going into the community committee fund for the future councillors so that we can do something in the parks for the area. Simpkin Park is almost adjacent to this, and it needs more development. So you went with 10% with others. Where it's land, it's 8% plus the cost of. Where it's cash in lieu, it's always been 10. And now you have another one later where you're asking for 10% again. You had one just passed where you asked for... Both. You asked for 10 and the ACG asked for 8. So, okay, I'm going to make my recommendation. We'll see where it goes from there.
Thank you very
much. Thank you, sir.
Okay, also registered in support is Matthew and Nicholas. Okay. Anyone else who wishes to speak in support of the application?
Or in opposition.
Okay, and moving on to opposition, we have no registered opposition. Is there anyone who wishes to speak in opposition? Anyone for information? Okay. Councillor.
Mr. Chairman, move the report of the Civic Administration be taken as read.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.
Okay. Give me a moment here. It's we're lots of pages here. That the receipt of public representation be concluded.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.